Charlie was in his box alongside Cyril, Christmas cracker, and another 10 Christmas crackers all in a row in a little narrow box on the table. And the lid was off. And Charlie said to Cyril, "Cyril, do you believe in life after Christmas?" Cyril said, "No, there's no such thing as life after Christmas. When you're a Christmas cracker, you're done for. Because what they do, they pull you apart, take all the stuff out of you inside, and then throw all the bits away. We're doomed. Christmas crackers are doomed at Christmas. There's not life after Christmas." "Oh," says Charlie, "is that true?" He said, "Yes, yes, there's no hope, no hope for Christmas crackers at all." Charlie said, "Well, what are you going to do about it?" He said, "Well, nothing you can do. We've just got to lie here and wait for our fate." Charlie said, "Well, I'm not stopping here. I'm not going to lie back here and let myself be pulled apart. I'm getting out of here." So Cyril said, "How are you going to do it?" He said, "Well, I've already broken the cotton round my neck." And Charlie sat up and looked over the top of the box. And all across the table there was Tina Tinsel all rolled up in a heap. There was Bella, the Christmas bell, and all her little family all sitting around. And there was a lovely sight to behold. Fiona, the Christmas tree fairy, was sitting there with a lovely white gown on, and she did look pretty. And Charlie went, "Caw." And Fiona said, "Hello, who are you?" He said, "I'm Charlie the Christmas cracker, and I'm doomed. I want to get out of here." "Oh," says Fiona, "you're not the first one." She said, "I've saved quite a lot of Christmas crackers in my time. Look, if you do just what I say, well, you might have a few more years of life." So Charlie said, "Well, what have I got to do?" She said, "Well, look, get on top of the box first. Get yourself on top of the box so you can fall out. And when you fall out, roll. And if you'll see that little blob of glue on the table there." He said, "Yes." She said, "I want you to roll over that glue and then come and roll right up to me, all right?" So Charlie said, "Yes, I'll see if I can do that." She said, "Better do it quick, because Daddy Doddle and Mummy Doddle are out in the kitchen. Every year Daddy Doddle falls off the steps when he's putting the decorations up. And so Mummy Doddle has to give him a cup of tea, treat him for shock, and give him the kiss of life. And they're out there at the moment. So you've just got a few minutes." And so Charlie got on top of the box and he wobbled and wobbled, and then he fell out and he rolled right along the table over the bit of glue, and some of the glue stuck on him, and he rolled right up to Fiona, right into her arms. And the glue that was on him stuck onto her dress, and so he was stuck to Fiona the fairy. And then Daddy Doddle came in, Mummy Doddle, and they started putting the decorations up again and then decorating the Christmas tree. And then they put Fiona the fairy on top of the tree. But as they picked Fiona up, they said, "Oh, there's a Christmas cracker stuck to her again." Do you know, this happens nearly every year. Don't know what it is, but somebody gets stuck to the fairy. "Well, we'd better put her up as she is." And so they put Fiona on top of the tree with Charlie still stuck to her as though she was holding him. And it looked ever so nice, especially when they put the fairy lights all round. It looked really beautiful. Fiona, the fairy on the Christmas tree, and Charlie the Christmas cracker in her arms. And there he was, safe as anything. And then Christmas Day came. They laid all the table out. And then all the other Christmas crackers were taken out of the box and laid by the side of the plates. And they put the turkey on the table and the Christmas pudding and all the other things. Everything was lovely. And Charlie was up there and he thought to himself, "Oh dear, I'm glad I'm up here." And he watched them as they all sat down to their Christmas dinner. And then the fun started. Somebody picked up one of the crackers and held it out, and somebody else got the other hand, other side, and pulled it.
Bang, 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 all round the table. And all the Christmas crackers were being pulled apart. And all the bits were taken out. They unrolled the hats and put them on. And they got out the jokes. Have you heard any Christmas jokes lately? Oh, don't they have some awful ones? What ones you had this year? You don't know? Well, Charlie was listening. The little boy said, I've got a good one here. What do you call a man with a shovel on his head?
And they said, what do you call a man with a shovel on his head?
Doug. They all roared out laughing, and Charlie went, ugh. Then another one said, what do you call a man without a shovel on his head? And somebody said, Douglas. And they all roared out laughing. Oh, said Charlie, I'm glad they haven't got what's in me. And so they were saying all these funny jokes. What do you call an Irishman that's been dead 50 years? Pete. And they're funny. Charlie didn't think so, nor did anybody else. All these jokes coming out of the Christmas crackers and all the mottos. And then all the bits were put into the bin. And soon everything was gone except Charlie up on the Christmas tree. And Fiona said to Charlie, do you know, I've been on this Christmas tree for 15 years. I'm put up here every year. And she said, the last Christmas cracker I had was stuck to me for 3 or 4 years. So Charlie said, well, what happened to him? She said, he was careless. He fell off the tree one year and somebody pulled him apart. You better stay where you are. You're safe here. And so for year after year, Charlie the Christmas cracker was safe in the arms of Fiona the fairy, and no one pulled him apart. So he said, there is life after Christmas, if you do something about it. And you know, it's also true for you and me. You see, Charlie had to do as he was told. He had to get out of his box and get away and obey what he was told, and he was saved. And you know, as Christians, people who want to know what life is really like after Christmas and life after death and all that, when we listen to what Jesus has to say, we have to get out of our sin and do what he says, and then we are safe in his arms and in his care.